The next item on our list is the scene of a crime which occurred in 1963. Now, some people believe that this crime was committed by the Zodiac. On page 125 of Zodiac Unmasked, there is a chapter about this crime. On page 128, Graysmith has a curious paragraph here about the relationship between this crime and the map sent by the Zodiac. Since May 1964, MAD had featured a visual puzzle on its inside back cover, a fold-in. The instructions read, fold this section over left, then fold back so A meets B. Those of you familiar with MAD magazine are familiar with this fold-in page that always was inserted at the end of the magazine. We've all seen how that works. Mm-hmm. What you're supposed to do is fold the page so that the middle of the picture essentially disappears and creates a new image that reveals a hidden message.
Yes, and the interesting thing to remember about the MAD fold-ins is that there's only vertical folds in the actual fold-in. You don't fold it any other way.
That's right, but this is vertically.
Yes.
Now, Graysmith says here, I folded the map so that the ruled corners met at the right edge, then held the map up to the light so that the back shone through. You and I tried to fold this map in the manner he described, and were unable to figure out what he intends us to do.
What he wrote doesn't exactly make a lot of sense.
The MAD magazine fold-in, as you said, is a vertical fold. The crossed circle with an arrow at the 12 o'clock position is pointing north towards the zero. You and I attempted to fold this map so that that would point towards the scene of the 1963 murders. You can't do that folding the map vertically, is that correct?
Correct. You can't do it. You'd have to fold it horizontally in order to get the arrow to point south, assuming that's what Graysmith did, which is unclear from his directions here.
The murder scene is, as you said, south-southeast of Mount Diablo.
That is right.
Does the murder scene appear on the Zodiac's Mount Diablo map?
Well, this particular map, it's an inset map from the Phillips 66 1969 roadmap. And it's an inset map of the Bay Area, and it cuts off just south of San Jose. So, no, the scene of the 1963 murders near Gaviota are simply not on this map.
In order to make the arrow on that cross circle, which is pointing north, actually point towards the scene of the 1963 murders, how would you have to fold that piece of paper?
Well, there's going to have to be some sort of diagonal fold in here. There's no other way to do it. Because if you were to fold this horizontally, what it will end up doing is pointing directly south to a point 90 to 100 miles west of the actual murder site, which is right out in the middle of the ocean. If you fold it vertically, it's going to point in, well, to the north. So the only way to get this to point to the south-southeast towards the murder site at Gaviota is to put some sort of diagonal fold in here. And that's not how the MAD magazine fold-in works. And that's not what Robert Graysmith said he did. It doesn't work the way, as I pointed out, that a MAD fold-in works. You have to fold it at this weird angle.
Not in the manner that Graysmith described.
Correct.
Maybe someday Graysmith will explain to all of us how to fold that map so that we will achieve the same results he found.
Well, I certainly hope so, Michael. I'm looking forward to that day.
Aren't we all?